This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting to the very important topics this morning for Election Day. Hopefully you are on your way to vote right now, or you're going to be doing so a little bit later on. Maybe you did some early voting like I did. Kennedy and Dan will be voting a little bit later on today after the show. Just get out there and do that. On the show this morning, we are hitting the tough topics. We've already voted on condiments. Do you keep them in the refrigerator or the cabinet? Unfortunately, I lost that one, even though I was right. And that's just the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes you're on the right side of history and you lose. So let's get to it. Indecision 2024 continues.
All anyone's talking about is this election. It's ruining Twitter.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
Kennedy, you want to explain it again, what we're voting on now?
Is cereal soup.
And this is stupid. This is stupid because I'm starting to convince myself now that cereal is in fact a soup. And I don't think I would have thought that if you hadn't asked me the question.
But you're keeping your mind open, and that's what this is all about.
Sometimes your mind should be closed to dumb things. Like
Andrea is from Canton. Which way are you voting?
So cereal is definitely not soup.
Okay.
That's absolutely all you got? There's
a woman of culture.
No, I got more.
Give it to
me. So, I am actually a chef. And so we got definitions when we were in culinary school. And the definition of soup is a liquid dish made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water.
Or milk, right?
So you don't,
or milk.
Well,
no, she's making the definition.
You don't boil cereal.
But you use milk, so right? Thing, just saying.
Yep, you don't boil it. That's the whole point, is that soup you typically boil.
What about gazpacho? Then, you're not boiling it. There are cold soups you don't boil.
You had to boil the tomatoes to get there.
So gazpacho, traditional gazpacho, in Spain, you boil all the ingredients and then you chill it. You boil them, and then you puree them, and then you chill them and serve it cold.
But you don't have to boil all soups. Correct?
Well, I don't know.
Lawyered.
That you don't boil.
I feel like you're backed into a corner here.
Lawyered. That's all I'm saying.
Going to argue with a chef.
How about your
cuisine?
Ketchup and your mustard? Can you keep that in the cabinet?
We are done with that. Don't answer. Hang
I
up.
I wasn't there for that.
Oh, she wasn't prepared for that one because she knew I was about to be right again.
Oh, what do you mean again?
Again?
Kurt is
we
from
Birmingham. We don't have dictators on this show, sir.
Carson is ruining democracy.
Kurt from Framingham, cereal or soup?
Carson, here's an unexpected twist. I've had cereal dry since I was an infant, basically. So for me, it's never been soup. But I also get on the high horse and say, is ice a drink? Are split pea soup? Is lumpy oatmeal anything but lumpy oatmeal? So I'd say no because I eat the stuff dry. I have the milk on the side. I guess when I pour it in my belly, it becomes soup, but it is not soup.
That's a great, like, oatmeal. What a great point. What is oatmeal?
Wait.
That feels like soup. It's water. You're boiling it. You're mixing the ingredients. Oatmeal is soup.
I'm not over that he eats cereal dry and then chases it with milk.
With milk? I used to eat cereal with orange juice. I used to eat cereal with orange juice, Dan.
Like as a struggle meal when bad things were happening or on purpose?
No, there was just no milk. And I was like, oh, here's some orange juice. Boom, on there. Let it roll. Nancy's from Hanson. Cereal or soup?
Who are you?
No, it is not.
And why do you believe that?
It could be, if you want to change the argument, it could be an ingredient used in soup, but cereal is not soup. Hmm. Just like oatmeal, like the last gentleman said, oatmeal is not soup, but you can put milk in that.
But the chef said oatmeal is boiled water with an ingredient.
She said with broth. And
she said water,
a vegetable, a meat, or something else. She
or
said,
or fruit. I put raisins in my oatmeal.
That's not how you make it, though. You add it later.
Oh, I'm so confused by this now.
So
again,
is raisin bran a soup? Because I'm there's so confused.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just so confused at this point. I don't know. Chris is
are
from Lowell.
Nuts made from grapes or nuts?
Lowell.
Lowell.
Chris, what do you say? Is cereal a soup?
Cereal is not a soup. And I want to help Kennedy with the ramen.
Give it to me.
You eat the ramen noodles.
Yeah.
But you have to put the ramen noodle with the flavor packet in the water to make it soup.
But it says soup on the package. I'm kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So are you just out here eating ramen raw? Do you boil it first?
I break it up and like put it in a salad for crunchy.
So you're eating just hard, dry, raw ramen.
I do. I know.
So Dan, if you take peas and a few ingredients and put it into a blender and blend it for 1 second, does that count as a soup?
I'm sorry, what? You got to say one more time.
Would you stop asking ChatGPT to answer your question?
No, this is not ChatGPT. This is just questions that I'm seeing on the internet that people are trying to establish as cereal being a soup. If you take peas and a few ingredients, put it into a blender and blend it for a second, does that count as a soup?
It's just blended peas.
I don't know.
But it should count as a soup because it's the intent of the meal that matters, right? Even if the meal was not pre-prepared or anything.
I consider soup to be a broth-based thing with vegetables, stock, meat that has been boiled and cooked. I don't consider peas in a blender a soup.
An oatmeal?
I consider them peas in a blender.
Oatmeal?
I gotta do some breathing exercises.
I wanted to make people laugh, but now I feel like I just stressed people out more, and I hope not.
Yeah. All right, I felt like this was supposed to be funny, and it took a turn.
One more. Brianna is from Wareham. Is cereal a soup, yes or no?
Cereal is not soup.
Okay.
I'm with all the people that are saying that you don't eat soup dry, and my thought was, if you're going with the ramen thing, is that you're not eating soup dry when you eat ramen noodles. You're eating noodles.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you on that one.
People are really intense about the ramen argument,
okay, too.
A little sidebar vote.
I will keep my mind open, and I will listen and hear and not be mad. But I would like to give you a text message. I think that will end it for all of us.
Okay.
From the 781. Soup is a feeling.
Not by definition.
All anyone's talking about is this election. It's ruining Twitter.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
Oh my gosh.
Did people enjoy that? Because I can't tell.
I had a blast.
I know what
Did
I'm
I
having.
Enjoy that? I can't tell.
I know what I'm having for lunch, though, Dan. Some Raisin Bran soup.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.